How good does it have the whole contact track thing out of the way? And
it's just a weight that's been lifted. I know I need to be here in camp. I need to get that just to get ready for the season, and just being here on time is going to help me do that.
What was it like learning kind of the, I don't know how into the contract negotiations you were, but the business side of football? What was that learning experience like?
I was eye-opener. Like, when you're growing up and you're watching football, you think you just, they just come ready to play. They just play football, but there's also a different side of that. It's a business, and the club, they want to do what's best for them, and your agent's looking out for you, but at the end of the day, you just got to be ready to play football.
You know, when you were here from camp about a month or so ago, everybody was talking about your weight. That was the big hit. Where are you at now, and are you pleased with where you're at?
I'm pleased with where I'm at. The coaches aren't concerned. I'm bigger than what I was when I got here, and I'm not trying to stop right there. I'm just keep on going, and our strength coach has been doing a great job. So I'm getting stronger, getting bigger, but I'm keeping my quickness, and I think that's the best way to go about that.
So what do you weigh?
Excuse me?
What is your official weight now?
Like I said earlier, I'm pleased with my weight. The coaches are pleased, strength coach pleased, and right now we're just looking to play some football.
Were you ever concerned the contract wouldn't get done in time, or were you pretty sure you'd be here in time for training camp?
From the day one, I've said that I thought the contract would be done way before it was, but it took a while. It had some little hiccups, but it's done, and everybody's pleased, and now I'm here.
What do you hope to accomplish your rookie season?
I just want to play football. This team's ready to play football, and that's our goal. Our goal is to go out and play football.
Coaches were talking about before the importance for you of the hand fighting and stuff like that. How much of that has been new as far as playing position, and how important do you think that that's going to be for you to have a successful first year?
Well, that's one of the things that it's about the same for defensive end and linebackers, wild side linebackers. And that was one of the things I always knew I had to work on, even at LSU. Our coaches there told me that was a weakness of mine, and I tried to improve that. And I'm here, I'm trying to improve it even more here. But that's just one of the things that I have to get better at to be able to do what I want to do.
Did it help, you know, you playing on the right side, did you get a chance to go across from Joe Thomas very much in training camp or in spring ball?
A couple of times I went with Joe, yes, sir.
And just about those kind of battles with him?
He's a great player, pro bowler, arguably one of the best at the business right now. It's a teaching experience, being able to go against him. He don't have to say anything, just how he moves and you adjusting to what he does, it just helps me better what I want to do.
You have a better understanding now of how Horton intends to employ you than obviously when you were drafted. You have a better idea of where you fit here. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what will that help you do on the field differently from LSU?
What do you mean?
The way you're being used here in the NFL as opposed to down linemen at LSU? Will it bring out more of what you can do?
I think so. Obviously being able to stand up and look at the formations and whatever's going on in the backfield is beneficial towards me. But it's this position. I feel comfortable in this position, and I'm happy with the defense and whatever Coach Horton calls. Just being able to play that, and I think I'll be fine.
What do you think the grind of training camp is going to be like? Have you asked any of the older guys, you know, what it's like to go through one of these?
They just said it's going to be the toughest days of your life. I've seen the schedule. It's sun up to sundown, and it's going to be a lot. But just preparing your body and having your body be in the best shape it can be in is, I think, it's one of the key things. So going back to the tubs for rehab, stretching and all that, drinking water, all that's gonna be helpful towards me.
Well, what was preseason like at LSU? I'm sure that was no.
Oh yeah, we were out. I say it's about 95 degrees. It's just smoking hot day. But
and how long were those days?
They were long, but they weren't what I'm told these are gonna be like. So we'll. I can compare them in a couple of days, but I'm just excited to get ready to go.
Did you guys practice in the heat of the day there, or when was your actual?
We would have one that kind of lasted. It would get into 12 o'clock, and then we'd be off the field. We also have a break, split the practices up. We'd have a break during the practice so we could get some liquids in us and get back at it.
What is 12 o'clock at Baton Rouge like?
It's a good day. It's a good day.
Were you in pads twice a day in college?
No, it was pads once a day.
You're probably going to do less hitting, though, than you did in college. You think that's a good thing overall?
I think it's going to help our bodies out. Being able to get the mental side more than the physical is definitely going to help everybody's career.